You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired April 11th, 2025. April Pools Month is in full stroke in Kitchener, as the city's aquatics team is raising funds to directly support the Water Smart safety programs and offset the costs of participation in swimming programs. A press release from the city reads, quote, "Water safety is no joke. In Canada, drowning is the number one cause of unintentional injury death among children 1 to 4 years of age, and the second leading cause of preventable death for children under 10 years of age," unquote. Throughout April, the admissions on Saturday and Sundays at three of the city's pools, Forest Heights, Bright Up Center, and the Grand River Rec Complex, will go towards the safety programs. There will also be free water safety resources available at all indoor pools across the city. This show features an interview with Alex Geisel, Supervisor of Aquatics and Programs for the City of Kitchener. Visit kitchener.ca/swimming for more information about the city's pools, splash pads, swimming programs, and the public swim times in support of April Pools. Here is the interview.
My name is Alex Geisel, and I'm the Interim Supervisor of Aquatics and Programs for the City of Kitchener.
Now, why has Kitchener launched their April Pools Safety Month, and what does it include?
April Pools Safety Month, it's an initiative that the City of Kitchener feels is important to reach out to the community and really just build the understanding and importance of water safety for the community and build the knowledge and the skills and hope to see more participation in water activities throughout the community. As a whole, just the significance and the importance of making sure everyone's aware and having that equal opportunity to participate in aquatic activities. So may that be just getting in the water for a recreational swim and doing your own thing and becoming comfortable and growing your own skills, or if you're participating in swimming lessons and either progressing through the levels to ensure that we're gaining the basic skills, learning that knowledge, and then advancing through to even life-saving skills. And then there's different opportunities for people to move into different avenues. If it's life-saving sport, you'll have intro to water sports or leadership opportunities to then potentially grow into become a lifeguard. And then just really having that opportunity to share back to the community and have a direct impact. Just knowing that what you've learned and taking that passion to then help support our growing community.
Who's it aimed at? Like, is it aimed age groups or specific communities?
So the age group itself, it's broad ranging. So from the past couple of years that we've been working on different initiatives, it's mostly targeted towards youth, but there is definitely participation in a range of age there. And then communities, it's more of the members of the community that don't necessarily have access to public pools on a regular participation rate there. So really just to open up some more opportunities for them to participate and get them into different programs that maybe they haven't considered before, or they just haven't had that opportunity through financial barriers or even cultural limitations that they've seen in the past.
How will swimming this month support the Water Smart safety programs?
April Pools as a whole, all of our public admissions for the swims that we're offering this month, we'll take those admissions that we're raising and then we'll apply them to Water Smart initiatives. So it'll focus on our Swim to Survive programs that we can offer throughout the city from now forward until the end of the year. And then as well focusing on the outdoor pools, specifically looking at the community focused pools, so Idlewood and Wilson pools. Will both benefit from the money that's raised there that we can then target adding more programs and opportunities for the surrounding communities that may not necessarily participate on a regular basis there.
What are these programs like specifically and how do people access them?
So what we are looking at this year, we're doing a drowning prevention week. So that's a partnership that the Life Saving Society puts on. And it's a different topic of water safety each day for a month in July, and then a World Drowning Prevention Awareness Day as well, and that's July 25th, where we'll be hosting a event at Harry Cloth this summer. And that's a full free event as well to raise awareness. But then the money that's raised throughout the public swims this month will then support the programs to offset the cost of programs for participants to access. And then that will be mostly again at Idlewood and Wilson Pools, but then the Swim Survive programs. So that'll, once there's the program set up, they'll be able to register and we'll be looking at offsetting that cost as a whole. So it'd still be accessing through pre-registered program, but then allowing additional programs to be added, which may not necessarily be offered if the admissions don't come in there.
Have there been incidences of drownings in Kitchener over the last several years that have really spurred this?
Not that I'm aware of. We've had some close incidents. I think City of Kitchener has been lucky in the sense with the facilities that we've had. Like we haven't had any incidents there. There have been the close calls, but the lifeguards have been quick to respond. In the region, there have been other incidents where there have unfortunately been fatal. But I think that's more in the surrounding area, not necessarily Kitchener itself that I'm aware of.
As we closed out the interview, Alex Geisel added,
we also have a ongoing contest right now that we're doing a draw for a summer splash pass at each of our indoor facilities right now. So that's for youth at this point. They can come by any City of Kitchener pool, pick up one of our Kitchener Swims penguin coloring sheets, and we just need them to resubmit. Submissions are due for May 4th, and then we'll do a draw for the beginning of our summer season with our outdoor pools starting on June 2nd this year.
You were listening to an interview with Alex Geisel, Kitchener's Supervisor of Aquatics and Programs. Visit kitchener.ca/April Pools Month for more information on the April Pools initiative. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.